Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Let me introduce you to Paul Stevens. Or may I call you Dottie or Gertrude? What would you like to be?
Widow Twanky.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Today I think you can be Paul Stevens.
That's very kind, thank
so,
you.
So, good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
And I believe you just finished Panto as... what were you this time?
I was Widow Twanky.
Widow
this time,
Twanky,
right. Which is why I said it. Yes, I was Widow Twanky at the Winter Gardens, and we finished on Sunday afternoon.
Fantastic. And did you have lots of... I was going to say lots of audiences, but I think you know what I mean. Did you have full houses?
They got better. We didn't get full houses, but we got better as the week went on.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, we did.
The old ones are the best.
Yeah.
They are, aren't they? I haven't even got my antlers on.
No, I haven't got mine. It's difficult to balance headphones and antlers. They would need to make headphones with antlers built in, don't they? That would
help. But we're all Christmassy. We've all got our Christmas jumpers on, all of us.
We have. You can hear the sound.
Mine don't ring. So, Paul, what's your next play or pantomime?
The next thing I'm involved with actually is this weekend. I'm singing this weekend, and I'm singing at Core Abbey with the Voices of the Isle of Wight.
Oh, lovely.
We've been doing the Christmas celebration there for a few years now.
Mm.
And Voices of the Isle of Wight are a group that... They're not actually a choir that you can join. We're all pupils of Linda Philby Borrett, who lives in Ryde.
All right.
She's just won, what's it called? I can't remember now.
An award.
Yeah, she won an award. Yeah, no, music teacher of the year.
Okay.
For Classic FM. So she got she got nominated and for all the good work she does.
That's a fantastic accolade.
It is, actually. It is fantastic and very worthy as well.
Did she make a noise about it?
She has now. I think she was quite taken aback that one of the choir actually put her name forward in the first place.
Excellent.
But actually, she ended up winning it, so she had to go up to London and collect her award.
It's great that she's getting some recognition for what she does.
Yeah.
And do you think it's well deserved? Is she a good teacher?
Well deserved, yeah. Yeah. And if you come along on Sunday, it's always very well. We always have a very, very big audience. And if you want to come along, you'll have to come along quite early. It's usually about 2 o'clock.
Can she get people to sing who aren't particularly good at singing?
Well, she always says that everybody can sing.
Yeah, and that's the question I was going to ask you.
But how well you can sing, etc., is how far you go depends on who you are, really.
See, there's hope for me, Mo.
Yes, I went to her, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, down at Shankly Theatre quite a long time ago. There's one thing that stuck in my mind. She said, when you start to sing, you have to open up your diaphragm and you have to open up the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And she said, think of a happy surprise and go, ah! And, yeah?
Exactly.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm glad you led up to that.
You should have had a camera in you.
Yeah. I thought you'd sat on a pin or something then.
And when you start singing, you've got to open up your throat, so you have to open your mouth and...
Okay.
This happy surprise, and you're sort of gasping, but you don't actually gasp, do you?
No.
And your throat really opens, and
so
does your
mouth. That.
And it's a good noise that comes out of that.
It is, yeah. Speak for yourself.
I am.
It's other people say that it's like being a bucket of cold water being thrown over you. Mm. So you go,
oh, really?
People
who've never sung don't understand all this, but it does make sense.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, but we'll go for some singing lessons.
I know, I'm enjoying these tips. I'm going to practice in the bath at home.
Right, now, there's
where nobody can hear.
There's something that I'd like Paul to tell us all about after the next song.
Okay.
And that's is when he sung on stage with Alfie Beau.
Wow. Yes.
We've got a 70s track coming up next. It's a song from the Rubettes, and then we'll talk a little bit more. That's the sort of song you might hear at a Christmas party, isn't it? It's the Rubettes and Jukebox Jive, and it's 1:20. I'm in the studio today with Mo White.
Thank you.
She keeps telling me off for not mentioning her surname. And Paul Stevens, who is from the acting world, telling us all about life in the theatre. And how did you first get interested in the theatre?
First time I got interested in was back in school when I was 11, which is years ago. That's quite a while ago. And I just happened to have an English teacher who was an ex-professional actor, and he started a drama group, and I got involved in that way and carried it on ever since. Went off to teacher training college. They used to do drama and music as well there, although I did maths, and got involved in a lot of that there as well. And then when I left there, just got involved in various choirs and things. And then when I came to the island, the guy who was a senior teacher at Ryde High School at the time, who's sadly is no longer with us, but he was doing a production of South Pacific, and the chap that was playing Lieutenant Cable could no longer do it, and he had seen on my CV that I'd written in that I enjoyed singing. And so he got me involved, and I think it was about the second day, and dragged me down to the music room and asked me to sing one of the songs from the show, Younger Than Springtime. And I think I only sang about three bars, and he went, "That's it, that's okay, that'll do."
Excellent.
And that's how I got involved. And he was also a member at the Island Savoy Arts. And so he dragged me over there, and I got involved in there. And then, because on the island you're a man and you're breathing.
Yes, you're in any production.
Then you're in loads of productions because everybody wants you. Cause,
so we're saying there's a shortage of men.
There's a shortage of men, yeah. It's not raining men, as they say.
I've appeared in many shows with Paul, and it's mostly dressed as a woman. A pantomime dame.
Yes, I try not to pass that round because my girls get very embarrassed by the whole thing, really.
I've often wondered how you manage to walk in those high heel shoes that you wear.
That's very embarrassing. When I first started, I started in Cinderella with John Woodford.
Yes, I remember that.
John's been doing Dame for a long time, and I asked him what was the best thing I could do, and he said, buy yourself a pair of high heels and walk around the house in them.
So if we've got any aspiring pantomime dames listening, we've got some advice here. Yeah.
He's got a funny story about this, if it's what you're going to say about your grandson.
I was wearing him in the front room and walking up and down and saying to my wife, actually,
this is what they all say, Mo, isn't it? They all say.
And I was walking up and down, and I said to my wife, if somebody looks through the front window now, they're going to be very surprised. Completely forgot I had them on, sat down at the computer with them on, and then the doorbell rang. And I went and answered the door, and as I opened the door, I suddenly realised I still had the high heels on, and I realised that it was my stepdaughter and her son.
Was it just the high heels? Did you have anything
else? No, I didn't have anything else on. No, just the high heels. I think, yes, there is a limit. I opened the door, and the grandson just looked at me and then looked down at my feet with horror, and refused to come in the house.
Oh dear!
So I had to take them. When I took them off, then he came in.
Mm.
So yes, that was.
Well, he's seen his two granddads wear high heels. Poor
little boy. His other granddad was the other ugly sister. Yeah. So poor little lad.
Okay, we'll hear from Taylor Swift, and this is an ironic title for a song. It's called Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
That's the Spencer Davis Group and Give Me Some Loving, and you're listening to Vectis Radio on 104.6 FM, or you might be listening online via our website. And I'm in the studio today with Mo White and Paul Stevens. And Paul, I understand that your claim to fame has been that you sang with Alfie Beau, is that right?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I knew nothing about it in the beginning. It was a surprise for my wife. My son died now 11 years ago of his heart stopped, and we've been supporting the charity Cardiac Risk in the Young ever since. And my wife just thought it would be a nice thing to do after about 5 years, because this was in 2011, just to do something nice for me, and you know, that it was a story.
By the way, the show that Paul appeared on was called Tonight's the Night with John Barrowman.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so she was doing a degree, over an English and drama degree at Portsmouth at the time, and came home one day and told me that the BBC were doing some new TV shows and they were interested in talking to people about them. And they arranged for a research team to come over with a camera, and she asked me if they could use the theatre down at the Apollo, which I had keys for. And I went, yes, of course you can, you know. And so we appeared on the day, and the team came, and we got all set up and put a chair down for Gwen. And they started to interview her, then asked me to join them. And I just said, well, no, because, you know, it's Gwen's thing. It's doing it. And they went, oh, no, I understand you've been on stage together. Yeah, yeah. And they started pulling me into it. Now, if I'd have thought about it, it was okay. I found out afterwards. But then they started firing all the questions at me. It moved from Gwen onto me. And they even got me to sing Bring Him Home from Les Mis, because they asked what my favourite musical was and what the song was, and all, could I sing some of it? I never thought anything of it, and until one day, when I was teaching up at the college, one morning my boss said to me, oh, we've got an inspector coming in this morning, and the only lesson that's on at the time is yours. Do you mind if she comes in? And I went, no, yeah, don't come in. Well, this lady came in, and I thought I recognised her, but I couldn't think where from. And then she proceeded to completely disrupt my lesson. And there was whole loads of things that went on before that now made sense after the event. But anyway, she spoke into a dictaphone very loudly and played it back. She broke a chair. She threw little mini Scotch eggs all over the floor. And then at one point, there was an imaginary bee, and she jumped up flashing this imaginary bee. And at one point, this had gone on for about 10, 15 minutes. And she said, oh, I'm terribly sorry. I know you're a good teacher. And I said, oh, thank you very much. And the children were a bit nonplussed by the whole thing, thought what was going on. And I was trying to keep a straight face because she was hilarious at the time.
And we were watching this on the TV.
Yeah. And she,
a bit like the Michael McIntyre show.
It's exactly the same thing. Yeah, it is. It's exactly the same thing. And she then said, she said, oh, no. And she said, I know you've been having a tough time over the last few years.
Mm.
And I thought, what? And she said, and I know your son died in 2006. And I thought, hang on, how works it? And she said, well, she said, the reason I know all this is, and then she got hold of a wig and pulled the wig on. She said, I'm Deborah Stevenson.
Oh.
And John Barrowman has sent me to tell you, you know, we know about it. We would like you to be on Tonight's the Night. And then all these cameras suddenly appeared in the classroom. And
so you really didn't know anything about it.
Absolutely
nothing. Always wonder whether these things are a setup or whether people know or not. So it's interesting to hear that you didn't know anything.
I didn't twig. I knew something was going on, but I couldn't. I just didn't put that to it at all. And she said, John Barrowman sent me and inviting you to, you know. Well, after that, I had to go up to London to go with a vocal coach, because they decided that Bring Him Home was the thing that they wanted me to sing.
Wow.
They took me to the theatre where Les Mis is on, took me out on the stage, supposedly to sing with the chorus, and everybody was warming up for the evening performance and stuff. And while they were chatting to me, and the chorus were sitting down in the auditorium, they all started to smile, and I thought, well, that's a bit weird. And there was suddenly realised there was a guy standing next to me, and so I thought it was one of the crew. So I turned round to talk to him, and it was Alfie Bowe.
Fantastic!
The look of surprise on your face.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting it at all. And then we had a really long conversation, which didn't come out on the TV because they got time slots and stuff. But he took me back up to his dressing room as well. And we had a long chat there. And our paths to what we were doing were terribly, terribly similar, except he's a lot better than I am and more famous than I am. But it ended up with my, going up one weekend to Salford. And we recorded me singing Bring Him Home with Alfie Bowe.
What an experience.
It went angelically. It was absolutely fantastic.
Excellent.
I don't think I stopped smiling from the moment I found out, and I don't think I've stopped now, to be honest.
Have you still got a recording of it?
Oh, yes, I've got. They sent me a recording. I've even got the suit and everything I wore.
Wow.
I had to buy it, but I did get it for half price. Yeah.
What a fabulous memory.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we'll carry on with some more music. This is a track from Hayley Steinfeld.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
And we're here with Paul Stevens talking all about theatre. So I hope you enjoyed the meatloaf recipe.
It's certainly been a different show today, isn't it?
We're
going from pantomime dames to cookery and high heels. And what's coming up next then, Paul?
For me, coming up next, apart from this Sunday, is Made in Dagenham.
Wow.
Island Savoy Eyes are doing Made in Dagenham at end of March. I think the 1st of April was the last night at Shanklin Theatre. And we're only just getting into rehearsals. I haven't been able to be at rehearsal yet because I've been involved in the pantomime, etc. And Christmas becomes a busy time.
I'm not familiar with Made in Dagenham.
I don't think many people are. I was interested to know about it because it all goes on. It's set in 1968. Well, in 1968, I was only 16.
And really?
You can work that, go from there, you'll work out how old I am.
It was a film, wasn't it?
It was a film.
And
they've made it into a stage show, yeah. Mm. It was sort of successful in London, as far as I know. I couldn't name you any songs from it right at this moment because, as I said, I've only been to a couple of rehearsals at the moment. So, but it's a story about women wanting the same wage as the men who worked in the factory.
That's right.
And everything that goes...
It's very topical at the moment.
Very topical.
It's a good choice, actually.
And funny enough, at the same time, I always remember when I was at school, we went to the Dagenham plant about that time.
Mm.
So, and it was enormous.
Dagenham, that's where the car company.
The car company, Ford. Yeah, yeah. It's set in the Ford car plant, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And when is that going
to
be
staged? It's the end of March to the beginning of April, yeah. You'll keep your eyes out. There'll be posters. I might even come back and advertise it with you.
So are you in a pantomime at the moment?
No, the pantomime finished on Sunday.
Oh,
We had the last performance on Sunday with Aladdin, with the Ventnor Theatre Group.
Excellent.
And their next production in May is going to be Cats.
Meow! Mm. I'm going for that.
Have you been in that before?
No, I haven't, but I've seen the stage show.
It's the first time it's ever been done on the island, as far as I know.
Oh, excellent.
I don't think it's ever been done before.
But we're part of Ventnor Theatre Group, Paul and I, so are you going for it, Paul?
Well, I forgot the time. It sounds like a good idea. Good idea.
As I said earlier,
if you're a man and breathing, you can.
It'd be very well attended, I should imagine.
I would have
at Cats,
so.
It's very popular.
I would have thought there'd be lots of youngsters involved in that one.
Got some nice songs in that.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, some really good songs.
Well, please come back in and let us know how you get on.
I would love to,
and that would be a good time actually. Come in to talk about Cats, and we can mention it on Vectis Radio, because now we're on FM, we've got a much bigger audience, so it'd be great to let people know about that. And it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you all about your Alfie Beau experience and
your
pantomime dame experience, and it'd be good for us if you come back in again.
Yeah,
I would love to.
Do come in.
We'd love to.